Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Anne Livingstone.
I am sure many of us are familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan, a story told by Jesus, found in Luke chapter 10 of the Bible. Here we find a man travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho, who unfortunately fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped and beat him and left him for dead. This man was in great need of help. We see a couple of religious people passing by, but they did not offer any help. Maybe they valued their own safety more. After all, he wasn't a member of their family. They probably didn't even know the man. Perhaps the wise thing was to keep on moving along the road. Then into the story steps the Samaritan man. He was from a different race and culture to the injured man. They were probably even considered to be enemies. Yet the Samaritan showed great love towards the injured man. He bound up his wounds, set him on his own animal, and took him to an inn to care for him. He paid for his medical treatment and his lodgings. The Samaritan showed costly, self-sacrificing, culture-crossing love towards the injured man, his enemy. Jesus' followers are called to do likewise and help anyone in need, even people we consider to be from a different side, a different race, or a different culture. And we have many opportunities to do so during this Christmas season. Maybe by willingly volunteering our time or by giving donations to worthy charities such as Radio Cracker. Followers of Jesus are to show love whenever they see a need. They are not to turn a blind eye or bury their heads in the sand. As I said at the beginning, many of us are already familiar with this story of the Good Samaritan. We usually identify with the Good Samaritan and put ourselves into his shoes. However, I was reading a commentary on the book of Luke recently, and the author suggested that instead of us identifying with the Good Samaritan, as we usually do, we should instead identify with the injured man. We are the ones who are helpless, lost, bruised, in need of rescuing. The world we live in is complex and often broken. Many people's hearts are torn apart for various reasons. Maybe there are serious health concerns, grief due to the loss of a loved one, abusive relationships, or wayward children. And the biggest problem we all face is that we are lost in our sin. We cannot clean up our own act. We need someone to do that for us. Jesus came into this world as a baby and grew up to be a man. He lived a sinless, perfect life so that he could die on a cross, taking our place, taking our punishment, and replacing our sinful, broken lives with his righteousness, his perfection. We can go free. The burden is lifted. We can look forward to an everlasting life in the paradise that is heaven. So this Christmas time, do look out for those folk who need your help. Don't turn away. But also ask yourself, do I need to be rescued from my broken, helpless state? Do I need to allow Jesus to help me, to change my life, to give me hope and a future? I pray that you will this season and have a truly happy Christmas.